Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chattel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. I tell you, moving and doing for the kingdom. I tell you right to the last minute. Glory be to God. Thought that I was going to have technical problems. Amen. Technical difficulties along the way while coming. And I had problems logging in. And then I had my granddaughter there. And I said, well, let me go ahead and try to get her off. And to God be the glory. He made a way. Out of no way. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, God is such an awesome God. And I understand why he gave me the word he gave me today. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Praise God, to God be the glory. We want to thank you for joining on to Block Talk Radio. Amen. To Apostle Colin McNeil and her husband, we thank God and give God praise for them, and surely we give them honor. Amen. To God be the glory. To my wife, to UTM family, to God be the glory. We thank you, glory to God, for tuning in. I'm just going to get in a topical conversation tonight. As you turn it over to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, probably closing it out in Ephesians, the 6th, to God be the glory. God had dealt with me today, and I understand why. I understand why. He was just really dealing with me in the area of changing up the game, switching up the game. I think we'll use switching up the game. And he was ministering to me. Let me see how sometimes the game can get switched up. I said, what are you talking about, God? And he said, well, you know, if you like sign a contract to do a thing or possibly a lease to move into a place, right down to even a will or a contract or relationship, hey, man, these are things that once you sign on the dotted line, how about seeing, it's supposed to be in stone. Or to make it more on a layman's term, it's supposed to be valid and something that holds weight. Hey, man, but we know how it is. Somewhere along the line, the terms of the agreement are placed in. Glory be to God, and we begin to abide by the terms of the agreement, by the will, by the testament. And then all of a sudden, the game gets switched up. Ha! Glory be to God. Well, we know who we're talking about, who always switching up the game. The same that loves to steal, kill, and destroy. Here he has a problem with always switching up the game. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Bishop? Well, you know, he'll tell you, glory be to God, it don't take all of that. It don't take all of that praying. It don't take all of that seeking, glory to God. It don't take you laying before God. As soon as you relax and stop, he change up the game and attack you. Ah, come on, somebody. Changing up the game. He'll tell you it's nothing wrong with a little sin here and there. Glory be to God. But sin keeps you much longer than you want to stay, costs you much more than we want to pay. So he's switching up the game. So why are you saying this today, Bishop? Because I want to talk to the saints of God today about switching up the game. You see, people that switch up the game with malice, or with devious, being devious, or being conniving, or being harmful, those people that switch up the game in a bad spirit and a bad light is normally because that's the only way they can gain some ground. They have no authority to stick to the rules of the game and come out a winner. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me yet. Hallelujah. But see, nobody switches up the game, hallelujah, when they are the one, that's more than conqueror. Nobody switches up the game when they have authority of all the works of the devil. There's no need, glory to God, for us to get out of the margins of the word. So when I talk about switching up the game, I want to come to you from a standpoint that if you're not in the margins of the word, if you're not yielded, if you're not steadfast and unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, then you need to switch up the game. Oh, come on, I'm just taking my time. I hope you got 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Praise God. That's where we're going to start. But then you need to switch up the game. If you go to church and you've got power and authority while the service is going on, you're shouting, you're praising, glory to God. You got joy unspeakable, full of glory. But when you come to see about Tuesday morning, you done got back down in the dumps. A depressed spirit, all in the wilderness. You need to switch up the game. Oh, I'm going to talk to us and tell us some parts of the game. We just have to switch up if we want to walk in victory. Mm-hmm. See, switching up the game ain't bad. Hallelujah, when you're coming in line with God. Don't switch up the game if you're already in line with God. Don't switch up the game, hallelujah. Don't change your life. Don't change your pattern. Hold on, glory be to God. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, endure all that comes. And don't switch up the game. If you're winning, if you're feeling joy, hallelujah. If you're feeling the peace that passes all understanding, glory to God. If you feel the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, if you feel the glory of God coming in your atmosphere, don't you switch up the game. Mm-hmm. Yes. But there are some that switch up the game. Glory be to God. The Bible declared, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove that which is good and perfect and acceptable will of God. What they're saying is, glory to God, you don't have to switch up the game when you get transformed. How about the game? You don't have to. But the Bible declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, it says, you are natural. You got skin and bones. You breathe air. You live under the same law of gravity. You pay the same electric as your neighbor. The same water company. You pay rent in your home. So that means you walk in the flesh. He's not saying, though we walk in the flesh, as though we live in the flesh. How about he ain't? Talking about we are governed under the same spiritual laws as the sinner man. To a certain extent. We are governed under the same laws of the land as sinners. They're not going to tell you you don't have to pay your bills because you're saved. Nobody's going to tell you, y'all don't hear me, that you can skip two car notes because you've been shouting and speaking in tongues. See? Though we walk in the flesh, what he's saying is the only difference is we don't carry out the approach to our activities in the flesh. What he's saying is, glory to God, even though we're just as human as everybody else, we don't war like humans. And when he means war, glory to God, he's talking about we don't switch up the game. Hallelujah. We stay, glory to God, in the spirit. Hallelujah. We seek the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk in him. It's in him that we live and move and have our beings. And greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. We don't switch up the game. How about seeing? Because we are flesh, but we don't war. We don't handle our activities of life like those that war after the flesh. You can't switch up the game. And if you're not warring with the weapons that are mighty through God, if you're not living spiritual laws, if you're not trusting the Holy Ghost to give you answers, if you're not expecting and trusting and waiting on God to step in and move for you, then you done switched up the game. You done switched up the game. You done came to God one way. You done learned the word. You done learned how to operate in the kingdom. And now you switching up the game. Well, how am I switching up the game? Well, I'm telling people off and they get me mad. I'm not waiting on God and trusting God anymore. And I'm feeling depressed, and I'm not feeling the joy of the Lord, which is my strength anymore. Somewhere along the line, I've switched up the game. Glory to God. When you have the power and you have the authority, and you've been transformed, and you've been conformed into his image, then you will never switch up the game. If you find them switching up the game, we got to get them back in line. Though we walk, we live in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Because the weapons of our warfare do not work naturally, is what that actually means. When he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, it means that they do not work for you. When he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, means that they don't work in this world. They don't work in this earth. But we do have weapons that will work and do work, and they're not carnal. The weapons that we use are mighty. The Bible declares that they are mighty. The weapons are mighty, Jesus. Hallelujah. But they're only mighty through God. See? That's why you can't switch up the game. Because even though you got the mighty weapons, even though you possess the mighty weapons, even though you got the gifts of God, they don't work unless you operate them through God. See, what happens is, glory to God, we learn how to operate. We start learning how to war. We start learning how to rebuke the devil. We start learning how to pray. We start learning to believe in God to heal. Good God Almighty. And once we see the power working, somehow we switch up the game and try to operate it without God. Come on, don't switch up the game. I said, don't switch up the game. Listen, to God be the glory. We start out hungry for the Lord, thirsty for God, asking God to be used by him. And he raised us up, put a new wine in the old and the new bottle, and he begins to use you to preach and teach the word of the living God. And you're anointed, and you're blessing people. Glory to God. He's using you to prophesy, to heal. Then all of a sudden, we change up the game. And we think we can preach without praying. We can lay hands without having faith for real. We think we can shout and dance without feeling nothing in our spirit. How about T.A.? You done changed up the game. You done changed up the game on God. You're not doing what you used to do. We must kalabo shabda. It's kind of like a relationship. Whatever it took for you to get them, that's what it's going to take for you to keep them. Well, it's the same way with God. Habavasia. Don't you get connected with the gift. Don't you get acquainted with the power. Glory to God. Don't you start walking in victory and just change up the game. Habavasia. Then switch up the game. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God. They pull down strongholds. Can I tell you what a stronghold is? Good God Almighty. They used to say it back in the day, back in the old church. Believe God for the strongholds. God Almighty, strongholds is something you find that you've been trying to deal with for years. Something you know that you don't got power and authority over. Something that you know you don't have no plan or no feeling, no karabasa, nothing pushing you to want to come out of or take authority of or have victory over. It's not habasa. It's not enough strength in you to do what you got to do. That's a stronghold. That's a stronghold. Hallelujah. That's a stronghold. And you got to believe God for strongholds. Hallelujah. See, so the Bible says that you can pull down strongholds and cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Glory be to God. Know why? Because that's where your attack is coming from. Hallelujah. That's where your attack is coming from. It's coming from your mind, your central processing unit. That's your mind. Listen to me, people of God. That's why we have to have the mind of Christ We have to have a transformed mind. We have to have a renewed mind. Because anytime God speaks to your, the only way you're going to understand what God says to your soul and in your spirit is through your mind. You won't be able to understand. You'll be able to feel it, but you won't get the intellectual understanding, psychological understanding, the philosophical understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, so that's why we can't change up the game. We got to keep relying on God to speak. The enemy is going to come to your mind because that's your central processing unit. That's how you understand if it's God speaking. So God will not block him from coming in your mind because then you would be his robot. And God don't want robots. God wants servants. God wants servants who won't switch up the game. A robot don't have authority to switch it. Because he's programmed. And God ain't making us serve him. God ain't forcing us to serve him. God ain't protecting you, your mind, from having imagination, memory, all those things. Glory to God, the enemy attacks. He attacks your memory. He attacks your mind. Because he wants you to think back to the times where you didn't walk in failure. He wants to take your mind back to where you didn't have power over and authority and faith. So he want to take your memory back. He want to take your imagination somewhere it ain't supposed to be. And if you switch up the game, you'll give him the authority because that's the first place he coming. It's in your mind. But you can cast him down and lock it back up and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise God. And am I preparing to bring it on in? To bring it on in. Remember, these are weapons that are mighty. But over in Ephesians 6, they talk about some other mighty weapons. They talk about some weapons that you can use here physically. See, telling you how to operate them. See, the authority in which they come from, through God, pulling down. But Ephesians 6 is going to tell us the weapons that's operable in the natural world, but not carnality. You got to take the spiritual weapons in this natural world and connect them with God, who is a spirit, and then you watch them work. Come on, listen to it again. And that way you're going to make sure you catch it. There's a protocol in the spirit. Spiritual weapons. In this natural earth. And use them through a spiritual God. And watch the manifestation in the natural. That's what the weapons are. That's what make them mighty. Through God. Now watch. The weapons in Ephesians 6. Let me go first to this one. Because the keys to the kingdom, watch. Jesus called them the keys to the kingdom. In Matthew 16, they called them the keys to the kingdom. But I want to let you know that those keys is weaponry. Those keys to the kingdom operates weapons and armor. Know why? Because the keys are binding and loosing. The keys to the kingdom is binding and loosing. And the keys to the kingdom allows you to operate both of them. Binding can be a weapon. And binding and loosing can also be armor. Praise God. I'm just speaking in the spirit to us tonight. Just being led by God, speaking wisdom to us so that we don't switch up the game on God and don't let the devil switch it up on you. So why are you saying this, Bishop? We have to know. We talk about putting on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6 and 10. finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we teach people, oh, I just get up in the morning, I put my armor on. I just get dressed, my spiritual clothes on, and I'm ready for battle. No, you're not. Putting on your armor of God does not make you ready for battle and make you to be able to withstand the battle. I'm going to say it again. It don't make you ready for the battle. It makes you available to withstand in the battle. It's not going to hit the devil. Uh-huh. I said armor, putting on the whole armor of God, is not going to attack, annihilate, demolish, or even hit the devil. All it's going to do is protect you from the devil hitting you. It's armor. It's not weapons. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 says, 10 and 4 actually, says that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. That means, glory to God, you don't have to only withstand the devil. You can drive him away from you. Hallelujah. Somebody believe that tonight. You can take authority over him through binding and loosing and call, then use the keys as a weapon. Or you can use the loosing, hallelujah, as armor. But he can't get to you. But I'm saying this to say, glory be to God. When it gets down to put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can I tell you something? That is the hierarchy in the satanic kingdom. I'm going to say it again. That is the satanic kingdom hierarchy protocol right there in Ephesians 6. Principalities, which meaning territorial spirits. And I don't got time to teach it all. Principalities, then you got powers. Then you got the rulers of the darkness of this world. Then you have spiritual wickedness in the cosmos, or the second heavens, high places. That's the second heavens. They ain't talking about up in the sky where you see the stars. He's talking about in the cosmos, the second heavens. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are spirit, high, different powers, different realms. How about Kosi Tabasha of demonic strongholds? But the weapons of our warfare are mighty to demolish and pull them down if you don't switch up the game. You can't get natural when you want to get natural. Fight when you want to fight. Tell somebody off. Catch attitudes. Let your mind just go all over the place. No, Karaba, you are switching up the game. Hababasa. You're throwing in a monkey wrench, as they would say. Come on, you're trying to put more meat in the sauce. You cannot switch up the game like that. Hallelujah. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. We got to stick to the word. Stick to the books. And don't switch up the game. Hallelujah. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. God, hallelujah, gave us the basic instructions before leaving earth. He gave us the way back. He gave us, hallelujah, what we need to withstand the enemy. He gave us every day our daily bread. Don't switch up the game, hallelujah, on him. Don't switch up the game on God, because he won't switch up on you. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. Glory be to God. His word. will not pass away. So all we got to do is stick to the word. Change up. The Bible declared in Matthew 16 where we were at with the keys of the kingdom. He says, whom do men say that I am? I, the Son of Man, am. Some say that thou art Elijah. Some say Jeremiah. Some say John the Baptist, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said, but whom say ye? Whom say ye? Know what he's saying? You got to get in me and I in you. You got to let me abide in you. Let the love of God be shed abroad inside of you. Let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. And don't switch up on him. Life is so good. Hallelujah. Every round go higher and higher. Y'all know, champions, this morning on the prayer line, we sung Every Day with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's sweeter than the day before. And every day with Jesus. I love him. I said I love him more and more. Some folk don't understand it. But he's the one that I adore. And every day with Jesus, glory to God, is sweeter than the day before. If every round's not going higher and higher, if he's not fighting your battles, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he's not opening up doors for you, if he's not showing you favor through him and through man, somewhere along the line, you just may have switched up the game. Halabasanda. You may have just switched up the game. Maybe you switched up the game in your prayer life. Maybe you switched up the game in reading the word. Maybe you switched up in the game in being faithful to church. Hallelujah. You switched up the game somewhere. Because God, hallelujah, before you, who can be against you? To God be the glory. He that spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not more with his son freely give us all things to enjoy? Oh, come on. No. We can't put it on God. We switched up the game somewhere. Somewhere along the line. We got junk in the trunk. Somebody might as well tell it. I'm telling on me and us. So don't, if you get mad at me, get mad at you. Don't nobody mad but the devil. And if you got junk in the trunk, we done switched up the game. Get it out. We got to get back to the cross where we first saw the light and the burden of our heart rolled away. We got to get back to faith where we first received him. We got to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Hallelujah. He'll hear your faded cry and he'll answer you by and by. Hallelujah. But we can't switch up the game and expect God to follow. Am I all right tonight, champions? Don't switch up the game. Don't switch up the game. Don't switch up the game. We can't switch up the game, people of God. Hallelujah. God's been too good. Hallelujah. He's been too good. Hallelujah. He's been too good. Hallelujah. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Glory be to God. He knows, hallelujah, that when we come forth, we're going to come forth as pure gold. Just hold on. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Not often. The Lord releases me early, but he has released me a little early tonight. Hallelujah. I just heard him saying earlier, tell my people, don't switch up. Don't switch up on me. Don't straddle the fence. Don't have your own will, then seek my will. I believe I got that out tonight. I'm about to move out of God's way. But in my departing tonight, I want to let you know, glory to God, that if you have a need, if you're waiting on deliverance, hallelujah, you need a healing in your body, turn the fire up again. I just want to tell you tonight, turn it up again. Somewhere we switched up. Take us back where we dropped the axe handle, because it was all borrowed. And it's time to do the work. You need someone to pray with? You reach us on Facebook, Undisputed Truth Ministries. My personal page, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Let me pray with you. Let me seek God with you for a word. We all is in need one of another. I'm not too high that I don't solicit your prayers. Don't be so high that you won't solicit mine. Let us touch and agree. For one can chase a thousand, thousand a flight. Somewhere we lost the key. Saints of God, let's get back to where we first was. Amen. Let's get back to where he first touched you. To where your heart cried out for him. And you gave Jesus all the praise. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. I'm departing early tonight. Love you. Looking forward to hear from you. Visit us at 1921 Darbytown Road, Pimlico, Virginia. We are Undisputed Truth Ministries. Praise God. And I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. It's our Family and Friends Day this Saturday. Love to see your face in the place. Amen. God bless you, and have a good evening. Amen.